Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don. And once again, this isn't really a podcast. Today, we're going to have another Best of Big Three Podcast for you. And this podcast is dedicated to Perry and the many ladies of his life. Now, you know Perry is a ladies' man, or at least he tries to push himself as a ladies' man. And he also claims that he's the perfect gentleman. I think this best of show will show you what Perry's really like with the ladies. Okay, I think that if you believe that, you're not that bright. As you know, Perry is a complete asshole. He's a misogynistic, homophobic, fucking asshole. And if I'm being completely honest, I think that this show will make it very clear that he is a frickin' pig. So you're going to hear a lot of names from Perry's harem of women in this episode. Names from the past like Blue Iris, Linda Johnson, Donna Lee, Lisa Marie, and of course, Terry Anfluzzo. Or Anfluzzo. I always screw that one up. If you're not familiar with her, that's one that Perry still considers to be his girlfriend. After knowing Perry for about 22 and a half years, you may even call Perry a little bit delusional with the way he carries on about the women in his life. But however you spin it, you'll have to admit that Perry has his own unique way with women, and that should become quite clear after listening to this podcast. So let's have a listen to Perry's Angels. Vince, why don't you hit that? You know what, Saul, now that you're on the line, we have something else that we may need your legal advice for. There is a website, what is it called here? I can't even, Street Carnage? And what they have, it's now flashing on our screen. And what they have is they have former porn star, Howard Stern regular, former ding-donger, Blue Iris, blowing Perry on the stage of the Comedy Store with his penis in her mouth. Oh. Then she turns around and she is tonguing his asshole.
Oh. Right.
Now, I don't know who put these on there, but they claim that they have my name on it, spelling my name wrong. I had nothing to do with this. I really didn't. It's funny, though, right, Perry?
It is funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah, because her hair is blue, and she's got her tongue in your asshole.
And your dick in her mouth. So
well, let me ask you this.
She really likes you.
A lot of it depends on whether or not it was Blue alive or deceased at the time. We need to figure this out.
She was alive at the time.
She was alive.
Okay. All right. Well, then we have a case.
And she had no teeth.
Right.
She was was gumming me. She was doing a gum job.
Was it better than Randy Callahan or worse than Randy Callahan?
Oh, you know, why do you like to remember?
Because that's the only
other. Why do you like to remind me of Randy Callahan? Why don't you talk about Linda Johnson from Penthouse Magazine?
It's called a callback, dude. You were just
Linda Johnson was my last girl before I took her to the airport to go back to Florida.
Does she suck a pretty good cock?
Oh, she's an awesome blowjob.
Let me ask you this. Her pussy here, did she clip it or did she
it's all time gone. For guy talk.
All gone.
All right. This is a segment of the show. It's the first time we're going to do it on the show. It's a little piece called Guy Talk. This is where we talk about guy talk kind of things. Now, Perry, tell us about this Linda girl. What she look like?
Well, you get Penthouse, don't you? She's got.
No.
You don't get Penthouse?
No.
I guess. All right. Well,
maybe when I was in my teens, I stopped doing that.
She was a little taller than me, and brown hair. You know, a little bit past her shoulders.
By the way, can I tell you how great you are on radio? Continue.
Thank you.
With the Big Three Podcast, Guy Talk.
And you want to talk about women's breasts, women's bush, women's legs, women's ass?
You talk what you started out, and we'll give you feedback.
All right. Well, Linda went back to Florida. I miss her.
Linda. Who's Linda?
Linda Johnson. 1987 penthouse pet for February.
And you had sex with her?
She lived upstairs, and then she moved down the block. And yes, I did have a lot of sex with her.
How many times did you have sex with her?
Well, in 1 month, let's see, 1 month. I can't even count.
You love her?
I have respectful love for her, yeah.
And did she like you?
She liked me.
Did she like what you did inside her?
Yeah.
Did you make a special hug?
With the Trojan lambskin condoms and only.
Oh, so you wore condoms.
Yeah, only.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's go through this. Let's go through an evening with Perry. What is it like when he's with a woman?
Maybe right. We could hear how Perry seduces a lady.
Yeah. So, like, how does a date?
I don't seduce a lady.
So, when you go on a, do you take her out on a date?
I took her out, and she got.
Like, where would you go?
We went to El Torito's one night. She got too plastered, and started yelling in the restaurant. And I got.
What was she yelling about? Get this guy away from me!
No,
he's gonna rape me!
No! She was just yelling.
More nachos over here!
Hey,
I'm hungry.
Stuff some Mexican food in my cunt and stuff like that. Or what was she saying?
About that?
She was just being a real bitch.
Like, what was she saying?
More nachos.
Salsa. We're out of salsa. This margarita is not strong enough.
Remarks.
But give me one.
Something like that.
Like
this
what?
Margarita's not strong enough. I want another. And then she'd get like four or five drinks, pound them down.
And
like,
did you pay for dinner?
And then I ended up paying for the whole dinner.
Okay, well, continue on. So now you got this whole dinner. Is she embarrassing you, or are you having
she's
a good time?
She's pissing me off and embarrassing
did
me.
Did you
all
say
at the
something
time.
To her?
Yeah, and then she says, well, I'm walking home then. And then she'd get up and leave.
Why don't we do some role playing? I'll be the waiter, you be Perry, and Dan can be Linda.
No, thank you.
Hello, guys. Are you ready to order over here?
Get me some salsa.
You have some salsa right there, man. Sir, would you like something to drink?
I'd like some more. I may be fucking this loser tonight.
May I tempt you with some appetizers?
I'd love some.
Okay, what can I get for you, sir?
Look. Yeah, okay, I'll have some of this, that, and the other thing over there.
Which one? You know, we have a whole vast appetizer menu.
I know,
menu.
You have a great appetizer menu.
Hey, buddy, let me ask you. Yes. I need some more booze. I may have to fuck this guy tonight.
Would you like another margarita?
And I am getting sick to my stomach as I speak.
Well, are you sure you'd like another margarita?
I'm not
feeling
good at
all. Yeah, you are getting sick to your stomach.
I don't feel good.
We're really not supposed to overserve.
Guess what? Bitch, walk home.
You're not. You see this pussy? You'll never fuck it. That's what you won't do.
I'm going to give you guys a couple minutes to look at the menu.
Italian piece of shit. You are the gross fucking
I'm a gross piece of shit.
Yeah, you're scum of the earth. You are a loser.
Fucking
I hated living above you.
Sick bitch.
I heard you masturbating all the time. I had to get
excuse me, I'm a diner at another table, and I find this kind of language very...
Fuck me! Somebody shout something to my pussy!
Hey, you big fucking green booger!
I have children at this restaurant.
Fuck your children!
Fuck your kids! Fuck you! Fuck your wife! And that big fucking green booger hanging out of your nose. Fuck that, too.
All right, I'm back with your drink, ma'am. Here you are. Have you had a chance to look at the menu?
Yeah, give me some appetizers.
What would you
some
like?
Some appetizers. Yeah.
Salsa,
you want everything.
Chips.
You want everything, you fucking cunt.
I might have to
listen
fuck
to you,
this
you
disgusting.
Why don't I bring you guys a sample platter? That has a little of everything.
That would be wonderful.
The sample platter is always what you want, isn't it?
All right, can I get a check?
Yeah.
Can we bring the check?
All right, the food hasn't come out. Should I wrap that up for you?
Wrap it up a little. Take it home.
You never wanted the
shut
check.
Your
you always walked out of the restaurant,
you
bitch.
Dirty Italian.
You walked
of
out
shit.
Of the restaurant on me, you bitch.
What celebrities have you made love to, Perry?
Victoria Givens, porn star.
You made love to her?
Yes.
Where'd you make love to her?
First time I met her at the Gotham City.
Bullshit. I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you.
Why don't you ask her?
What's her number?
Or ask Batman.
I don't have her phone number.
Well, she didn't give you her phone number? You made love to her. Were you that bad that she didn't want you back again in her life?
Dude, she's a porn star.
Yeah, so?
Hey, Perry, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You say you made love to her. Did you pay her?
Yeah.
So you didn't make love to her. You...
Okay.
You can say fuck. Go ahead.
You fuck her? Yeah,
that's exactly what I did.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't
count. It doesn't count.
Thank you.
That doesn't count.
So who have you made love to? What celebrities have you made love to?
Linda Johnson.
Who's that?
Penthouse Pet, 1987.
Did you pay
her? Duff's ex-wife. I used to help her with bills.
What do you mean you helped her with bills?
Well, when she would ask me for a little...
money?
For $100 here, $100 there, I used to help her.
And she fucked you?
Yeah.
She would admit to this?
Maybe.
I don't believe you.
You want to call her?
Yes, I do. You have the phone number here?
Give me your phone.
Okay, we're calling. What's her name again?
Linda.
Okay, we're calling Linda Johnson, who is a
ex-penthouse pet.
Penthouse pet.
Duff's ex-wife.
Okay.
All right. He has her number.
Hello?
Committed to memory.
Hello, is Linda there?
Speaking.
Hi, Linda. My name is Don. We're on the air on the Ace Broadcasting Network. Would you mind talking with us?
You're with whom?
We're on from the Ace Broadcasting podcast, and we're live on the air.
The Big Three podcast.
You got me on, baby.
We got Perry here, and we were just wondering if we could talk to you live on air.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me turn my TV down here.
Okay, very cool.
Where are you, Linda? This is Maul.
By the way,
I'm at home.
Where's home? In Florida?
Yes, in Florida.
Okay.
Where in Florida?
In Orlando, Florida.
Sweet.
Okay, we have here, my name is Don, we have Mole here, we have
and
Perry.
And you got me on, too.
We have Terrifying Tim. And
hi.
And we have Guillermo here.
Hi, Linda.
Okay, now.
Hi. Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
What did you call him?
Jimmy Kimmel Live show.
What would you call him?
Jimmy Kimmel.
What did you call him? You said?
I said you got Guillermo.
Oh, Guillermo.
From the Jimmy Kimmel Live show.
Okay, anyway, so Linda, now yes. Perry claims that he knows you. First of all, do you know Perry?
Yes, I do.
What would you say your relationship with Perry is exactly?
He's a good friend of mine.
Is he really? Because yes. He lies about all these people.
Is that right?
Yeah, he does. And I have a hard time believing. Now, he says that you are a penthouse pet?
Yeah, back in my day, yeah.
Is that really? Fun?
Is that fun? I'll bet it is.
Yes.
Now, Perry claims that he made love to you before. Is there any truth to that?
I don't talk about my personal things.
But if you didn't, you would say no, right?
I don't know. You can presume whatever you want.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking.
Every guy would, so.
Absolutely. Now, you're a beautiful woman, right?
That's
Penthouse Magazine, come on. Of course she's a beautiful woman.
Not everyone in Penthouse is beautiful.
I bet Linda Johnson was beautiful.
I'll bet you.
She was a centerfold. What month were you?
I was in 87. I have it in my on my text messages about if somebody wants me to send them a copy.
All right.
What month from 1987?
1987, cover and centerfold for February.
February. Whoa.
Wow.
That's impressive. Yeah. You have a question, Guillermo?
No.
You're just amazed, huh?
Yeah, just amazed. Wow.
That was a long time ago. I did
but
a lot
you know
of
what? It doesn't
work.
Matter.
I did a lot of international posters and calendars and things of that nature.
Is that fun?
It was a lot of fun.
What are you doing with yourself now? What kind of work are you doing now?
I am waitressing at the moment.
Where?
I haven't even told Perry about it. I just got a job last night working at a place called Shakers. It's a top 40s club.
Is that
killer.
Fun?
Great.
Is that
Excuse
fun?
Me?
She got the job last night, Mole.
You sound like an unbelievably wonderful lady. You really do.
Thank you.
I just, to tell you the truth, you see, Perry acts like he's this stud. Oh, yeah, I fucked this girl.
And I don't say that.
That's very typical.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
Do a lot of guys do that?
That's, yes.
Yeah. To be honest with you, those are pigs.
Absolutely.
I was just wondering because Perry bragged that he was your friend, and I didn't believe him. And you know what? You proved your point.
Well, I'm happy I did.
Then, do you ever come to Los Angeles anymore?
I just left Los Angeles 2 months ago.
Oh, did you?
And I'm out here in Florida with my family, and I just got me a place on the lake, and it's real quiet, and I don't miss Hollywood.
Really?
I couldn't wait to leave here when I was a young girl, but. Now I'm happy to be back.
Did you hit the drug scene pretty hard when you were here?
Yeah, I was married to a rock and roller, so I've been there, done that.
Oh, were you the one married to Duff from Guns N' Roses?
Yes, I was.
Was that fun?
That's an excellent question. Was that fun?
Was that fun? It was an experience.
Now, when were you married to him? Or what years?
We married in 92, and we divorced at the end of 95.
Ah, so they were still at the top of their game, huh?
Oh, yeah, back then. Well, yeah, well, actually, they had split up, and Steph was doing his solo stuff then, and that's when they started going, you know, they started separating and going their separate ways.
But you got to see a lot of what the Guns N' Roses phenomenon was, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't there from their start. I was in the picture for Use Your Illusion.
Oh, really?
That was, you know, I came into the picture after Appetite for Destruction.
Now, did
that's when we were together. That's when we got together, was for Use Your Illusion.
Oh, that must have been some time. Boy, you have some memories, don't you?
I do. Some of them are a little vague, but I do.
Oh,
it's from the drugs?
That's an excellent...
Oh, jeez, I don't know. What do you think?
Was that fun?
It was fun while it lasted, but then you get older and you have to look out for your health.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, did Perry pay you money a lot? Did Perry pay me money? Yeah,
I've given him money, and Perry's given me money. We've both helped each other out.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right.
It really sounds like you're good friends with him.
Yeah, she's a real good girl.
That's what friends do.
Oh, they sure do. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to tell you this. Thank you very much for coming on the air with us, Linda Johnson, who's now working. You want to give a shout-out to the place you're working now?
Give a shout-out to the place I'm working now? I don't think they would hear it here in Florida.
Yeah, we're a podcast.
We're all over the world.
Oh, you are? Well, shout-out to what's the name of it? Shakers.
Shakers. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Linda.
Thank you very much, Linda Johnson, for proving that Perry isn't a liar every time. And thank you for coming on the show. And what we have for you, we have a set of pencils. If you want to give us an address, we can send those pencils to you right away.
Well, you can wait a moment. I don't know my address still by heart because I've only been here for 2 months.
Well, you know what we'll do is this.
Somewhere.
We'll get Perry to give that to us, and then we'll send you some pencils right away.
I have it right now.
We can send it to Shakers.
No, we'll send it.
I don't think I want to give my address out on the air.
Yeah,
just send it to Shane.
You don't want to do that.
We're not, Perry. Yeah.
We'll get it from Perry. Well, thank you, Linda Johnson. Give Linda a nice hand.
All right, Linda. Love you, baby. Woo. Thank you.
That was fun.
Bye.
All right, kiss.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Bye-bye. See, I told you.
She was really nice,
you
Perry.
Fucked her, man.
Dude.
Well, Don, but I don't think awesome. It counts because that was money and Bob.
Well, no, but
no, Guillermo.
It almost sounds
like
we helped
each
other.
We were good friends. We helped each other out.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't, you know, like I would pay her for sex.
Oh, okay.
No, when she needed help, I helped her, and she helped me.
Who gave you the best blowjob?
Linda.
Linda?
Linda.
Why didn't you say that when she was on the phone?
Because it wasn't brought up.
All right, well, she'll listen to the podcast.
And if she has a problem with it, she gets in touch with us, we'll send her a second set of pencils.
I think that's personal stuff you maybe shouldn't be saying about your friend Linda Johnson.
Linda's a doll. I love her to death. Now, if Donna hears this, she's going to...
Who's Donna?
Donna's the girlfriend from Chicago.
And when is she coming here?
I don't know, because we don't...
Talk. The last time you had sex was with that Linda girl?
Yeah, Linda.
Oh, by the way, what happened with her after our last show?
She got pissed because you kept asking her personal questions.
Oh, because I asked her if she's fucking you?
No, that was
That didn't
one.
Piss her off?
That pissed her off, and she asked you, or no, that you asked her about...
Duff? Her former husband from Guns N' Roses?
Duff didn't bother her, but the fact that you kept asking her about our sexual life.
I only asked once.
Well, she didn't like it.
Was it during guy talk? Because that's what you're supposed to talk about.
She didn't like the fact that he was asking her.
All right,
about,
well, just, you know, we said, do you have her address? Don't give it to me now.
I don't know her.
But I said if she didn't like what we were talking about, we'd give her a second set of pencils. So we'll get two sets of pencils out to her.
I don't have her address in Orlando.
Well, you'll get that.
Send it to Shakers.
No, we'll send it to her. We'll get the address and send it to her. All right, so why don't you start out with guy talk? Get into it.
What do you want me to talk about? The girls that I want to have sex with?
You know, that'd be good. Yeah, let's go around like this.
This is going to be kind of funny because I'm going to be bringing up broads that you would never think I want to have sex with.
Like, who's the one that we would never guess that you'd like to have sex with? Who?
Oh, this is going to scare the crap out of you.
Your mom.
Not his mom.
Oh, that would be sick. First of all, his mother passed away.
I know, that's why it would be good for
you. Now, would you like? Mom. Would you have liked to have had sex with her when she was alive or now that she's dead?
Never.
Okay.
I'm not into that.
Then why'd you say that?
He said it.
I didn't. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How would you like to see me in bed with a woman like Sarah Palin?
What would that be like?
She's hot.
Is she really?
In your eyes? Sarah is super hot.
What's
How about Sarah?
Wait a minute.
Her,
hold on.
Wait. How about Sarah Palin and Cindy McCain and me all at the same
Cindy
time?
McCain?
Cindy McCain all and right. Sarah and I having a big threesome.
Tell you what, if you thought she had retarded kids before.
Well, what's your,
wait.
Let me
better.
Ask. Shut up. I'm asking you a question. You just can't just ramble. What is the best part of Sarah Palin? Like, when you look at Sarah Palin, what's the most attractive thing about her in your eyes?
She's got a good smile, great eyes. You know, she's got a good rack. I don't know if she shaved down there in the bush. I don't know.
Do you think she would?
Again, I don't know.
All right. Let me think. Who would I like? Who would I like to just...
Bang. Jessica Simpson?
No. Would you like
Jolie?
Angelina Jolie, I wouldn't mind just like putting my
That's what Linda looks like. She looks just like Angelina.
Really?
Just like Angelina.
You think she looks like Angelina Jolie?
Her face is so much like Angelina Jolie.
She got those big cock-sucking lips like Angelina. Yeah, you know what I like about that? I like to take my ball sack and just rub it against her lips.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fucking hot.
And then having a tunnel like Lisa Marie Bullock that'll...
Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? You know Lisa, my old co-host.
I know.
The one with the long tongue like yours.
Oh, yeah. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over
everything.
That.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? That's got to be
crazy.
Did she pay $10 for the shout out?
Doesn't matter.
No shout out.
By the way, if you're an ass eater.
If your name is related to Lisa's, get her to get back in touch with me.
She won't contact you anymore?
I haven't been able to find her at all.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because of the boyfriend she had in Boston.
Do you think it's the way you talk about her when she's not around?
Like, and that too. I want Lisa back so bad.
Perry,
pull up my baby on the internet if you want to.
Who's your baby?
Linda Johnson.
Who was your number one crush of 2010?
Well, you know who that is.
Who?
I just brought her name up.
Linda Johnson.
Damn right.
Former Penthouse Pet of the
former Penthouse Pet
of February 1987.
That's right.
She was married to Duff from Guns N' Roses.
You got it.
And you?
And she was my baby doll for a long time.
Now, how long did you go out with her?
Well, let's see. When she moved in, when she lived in my apartment building for like 3-4 years, we didn't really date much in my building because she was busy being a
model,
legal assistant / model. And she was doing some massages and stuff.
She got in the massage business.
Yeah, she was a real good masseuse.
Did you ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did she charge?
$100 for a session.
How long would you be there?
Hour, 2 hours.
2 hours for $100? Did she,
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe.
You son of a bitch.
Look, I'm not saying more.
She would jerk you off.
Maybe.
Perry, look at you. You're glowing.
Bing.
Holy shit.
Dude. But when she moved down the block and I ran into her in traffic one day, after not seeing her for like 3-4 years,
yeah,
it was like a dream come true because I kept dreaming of... hopefully seeing her again.
Linda Johnson.
And you damn right, Linda Johnson.
Could she jerk it pretty good?
Oh, Dude, making love to her was the best.
Oh, she would have sexual intercourse with you?
Shh, we're not supposed to say that.
For $100?
No! When she was living down the block, we were dating.
I'm talking about a massage. Who wants to date somebody?
I got a new girlfriend moving in the town. Her name's Donna Lee from Chicago. Now, I hope Donna Lee is going to be just like Linda to me.
Somebody that you can pay $100 to and she'll...
No! She's moving in.
She's moving in your apartment?
She's moving in, yeah.
She's going to be there for dinner?
Will she be there for the podcast?
Hopefully.
Sometime in the next couple weeks or the next month or two, I don't know.
Oh, good.
But she should be coming out within the next week or two.
Oh, perfect.
Or wait, because of all the rain that we're having right now, she's not going to be coming out. She's going to wait till it gets a little sunnier. But when she comes out, you guys will see her again. Because you saw her when we were all in Chicago at the Union Park meeting. You guys all met her. You don't remember?
Did I make out with her or anything?
No.
Did she do anything to me sexually?
No.
Because I don't remember anybody that didn't do that.
Do you remember when we all laid in the grass with our I was laying this way, you were that way, and Mole was this way, and she took a picture of us?
Was that the girl that came up and like started playing with my leg? Licking my foot.
Oh, I remember her. That's right. Donnelly.
Yeah.
I thought it was Donnelly.
Donna Lee.
I thought it was Donnelly.
Yeah. No, it's not Donnelly. It's Donna Lee.
Oh, I thought he was banging Senator Joe Donnelly.
No.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, Mole. That wasn't happening.
No.
All right.
So she was there with her boyfriend that became her husband for a short period. And they split up. And now she wants to move in with me.
Wow, she must be really frickin' desperate. You seem in a great mood today. Are you in a good mood?
It's all about Donna.
Oh, you got the girl?
Oh, yeah, thing. Donna.
Oh, she's coming. When's she coming to town?
She's either coming in on the 3rd or the 18th.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Depends sure, on...
It seems like you really nailed that down.
Well, it depends on her work. Depends on her work, fool.
A fool? Why would you call him a fool?
Because, you know...
Why, can't her pimp give you...
She's got a job now.
The day that she gets off?
I mean, look...
When's the last time you had sex? Truthfully, don't lie.
Before Linda went back to Florida.
And how long ago was that?
When did she go back to Florida last?
When did the Bears win the last Super Bowl?
Go fuck yourself. So now this girl that's coming out here, Donna. Now, I remember meeting her when we went to the
Chicago
Intonation. Yeah,
for that concert. Oh, yeah, she was nice. She was nice.
Thank you.
Do you remember her at all?
I don't really remember going to Chicago. It's like I had post-traumatic stress disorder from going to that dirtbag town.
Did you notice the Italians there? They seem even sleazier in Chicago than
Oh, yeah. You know what Chicago is? It's the town where if you didn't have the fortitude to make it all the way west, you just stopped there and said, fine, this will do. We'll hey, look, out. Lake Michigan, that must be the Pacific Ocean. We're idiots.
Fucking moron, Chicago, and dumbasses. Anyway, you're not saying a word.
No, because you guys talk like a couple of assholes.
Go back to guy talk. Tell us about Donna. Now, you've never slept with Donna.
Dude, she had a boyfriend when we first met.
So you've never slept with her?
Not yet.
You think you will?
Yeah.
Has she mentioned anything?
Yeah.
What has she said exactly?
I'm not going to mention what she said.
Has she said I've gone blind, deaf, dumb, and unable to smell? Because that's going to work for you.
What do you mean? We're in the middle of guy talk. You're the guy that got us going on guy talk. And then I asked
blind,
you
deaf, and dumb. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I like you when you're in a bad mood a little bit better. I got to be honest with you because you got nothing to offer. The happy Perry has nothing to offer.
Well, you know, when I'm in a good mood, all I want is to get goofy.
All right, but let's see. So you're bringing this girl out here.
Yeah.
You've never slept with her before.
Dude.
And what is she? How do you know she's going to now? What has she said? Have you had phone sex with her?
Yeah, we've been not phone sex, but we've been talking.
Well, give me an example of something that was said that makes you so positive you will sleep with this woman.
Ah, come here. because, you know, I would talk about how horny I am, telling her that I came six times this morning just thinking about you. Oh. And she's like, oh, God, you're horny, and explanation points all the way across the line.
Do you do the explanation points?
Do you say that, or is this when you write to her?
It's when we text each other.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you think that turns her on?
I think it does.
Okay, wait a second. When you told her that you did that six times this morning, did you put explanation points?
No, I said I came six times. A little, you know, and I put like three to maybe five or six explanation points. And she goes, thinking about you and Perry's horny, and just like two lines of exclamation points and then a bunch of X's and O's.
Now, does that kind of talk ever work for you before?
With anybody.
Look, any woman, have they ever taken the bait to something like that?
Well, cell phones are new, one.
Yeah. True.
So we've never gotten into doing things with cell phones. I've been involved with Terry for years.
Yeah, and she's never slept with you.
She masturbated with you twice. For your 40th?
Terry slept with me twice.
And on your 40th birthday, she jerked you off with her feet.
That was one, and, you know.
Did you come pretty hard?
Oh, dude.
All over her toes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you lick the cum off her toes when you were done? I bet you did.
Of course I did. What do you think I am?
Oh.
That was a fucking popsicle, brother.
Oh.
That was a popsicle stick. You know, your hand. That was a big foot with oh, wow.
Can I tell you? I've known you 18 and a half years.
Going on 19.
I think I'm ready for this.
Last week of May, it'll be 19 years, brother.
Stick an explanation point on that one.
Oh, yeah. Right there, baby.
I don't think I'm giving you a fist bump on that one.
What a... And you just...
There's tons of cum on that hand. Oh, whoa.
You are just a little... You're like a little puppy today. You're jumping all over the place telling us about... Wow. So I didn't know that. So...
Oh, yeah.
So what's like something you do that we've never talked about sexually? Because now you're in a good mood.
We're not going to talk about...
No, but...
Wait a second. I'm going to change the subject real quick. Okay. Because there's a brand new motorcycle coming out.
What is it called?
By Suzuki. It's called the Suzuki... The Suzuki Donna. It's a two-stroke Suzuki. When you start it up, it goes...
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, let's get back to guy talk. Now we've known you a long time, and you've never been so loose. I never realized that you enjoy getting jerked off by someone's feet and then licking the semen off the foot. It's kind of cool.
Back in the old days of Terry.
What else have you done? What other kind of stuff have you done?
Tongue on her, doing the alphabet.
Oh, do you ever eat ass?
I'm not into ass eating.
Do you understand the power of eating ass,
but,
though? Can
but,
I just tell you this? The power of eating ass.
Kathy.
Shut the fuck up. The power of eating ass is when that girl's down, face down, and you're just chomping on her asshole. She's got to think in her head, where does he go from here?
I'll tell you about a girlfriend that I had back in the 90s.
Okay, this is an ass eater?
This was an ass eater.
She ate your ass or
she
you ate her?
My ass.
Oh, that's
She just... had my legs fucking pointing to the ceiling.
Oh, God.
And, dude, I was on my back. My feet were straight up. And she was down there just very light, you know, like the tongue was just barely touching. The hairs around my butt. You have never been so excited in all your life.
I wasn't
she
there,
was just,
no.
Because she did it just so perfectly. It was just barely touching the little hair nibs around your sphincter. And it was just such a perfect tonguing. It was just amazing because it's like, point those feet straight up to the ceiling. And, you know, she's just barely touching right around the butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we want to take this opportunity to say goodbye to our sponsor, Mama's Homemade Kettle Corn Popcorn.
Well, thanks for sticking with us the limited time you did.
She made 12 minutes in the podcast.
And what's kind of funny about that is people wonder why we don't get any sponsors.
Oh, yeah, we had Mama's Homemade Kettle Corn Popcorn, but
they just dropped.
They're staying in the booth, thumbs down. I don't think she's...
Okay, so we don't play the commercial today. All right, well, anyway, well, is that it? Anything else you want to talk during Guy Talk, or is that Guy Talk. Oh, you've got notes for Guy Talk?
Well, Perry's Corners.
Okay, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Let's see. Because I wrote down the notes that you and I talked about over the phone.
Okay, is there anything in Guy Talk you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Shoot.
Have you only ever eaten the pants pudding that you made off of ladies' feet or other body parts of a lady?
Yeah, like have you ever shot it in her face and licked it off her face? Or?
I'm not into eating my own cum, no.
You just said you were.
No, I'm into eating her cum.
Off her foot?
Where she comes down her leg.
What?
That could have been urine.
No.
It probably was.
It probably was. Not a lot of women shoot it that much that it would go down their leg.
All right, good guys talk.
Well, and then that's it. That's another episode of Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's Guy Talk.
Ooh. Well, that was different than any Guy Talk we've had.
I know.
You know, what is it today? Normally, we have to fight you to even be here. Today, you're like in a jolly mood.
Donna! Donna! Oh, Donna! Donna!
You know what's going to be funny?
When she gets here and she's doing the show with us.
Yeah.
When she gets here and 2 weeks later, she's living with some other guy.
In my house. Yeah, I'm the other guy.
You think she's going to live with you?
For a while.
Now, she was married?
No.
She had a boyfriend?
Many.
When did she... When did she break up with these guys?
I don't know.
No, I noticed you were thinking, you were doing something, Mole. Did you have something you wanted to say right here?
I was getting sick during the part where he was talking about that lady kissing his tushy.
What was wrong with that? What are you taking a phone call? Put the fucking phone away. We're in the middle of a fucking show. Who was it?
It's Donna.
Was it? Oh, you want to get her on the phone?
Hold on.
See if you can get her on the
phone. Wait. I'll read it to you.
Okay. This is from Donna, the girl that's coming to town to
keep mega mixing and power jamming and keep shaking those vaginas. Oh, yeah. And I peed in the Slurpee machine.
Ah.
Oh, she's a fucking wild bitch.
It sounds like a lady you can settle down with.
Sounds like somebody that...
You can read this shit.
Looks like your daughter's got a new stepmommy.
Oh,
this
shit.
This is class. Good for her.
Oh, God.
I can't wait till Donna comes here.
Oh, I can't either. This is hilarious.
Hey, now, let me ask you this. When Donna comes here, because she is single now. Now, let's say that more...
We're not having a threesome.
Let's not
or a foursome.
Let's say that just take her in the bathroom and just maybe give her a quick one in the mouth.
No.
Mole? What about Mole?
Nope. I was afraid you were going to say something like that.
No, but I'm just asking now. I want to understand.
No, I'm not going to allow you to have sex with her.
What if she wants to have sex with me?
You can't stop that.
No, you can't. You really can't.
For pay?
What would it cost?
$500? $1,000?
And who does the money go to, you or Donna?
It's split between Donna and myself.
So you'd be like managing her if she were to have sex for money.
I'd be a pimp, of course.
Okay,
I think she's above that. I think she's a
Of course she's above that.
Then. Yeah, but you're
she's
the one who's...
Class.
Let me ask you this.
But I mean, I'm the one that made that pimp me.
Perry, let's say I just wanted to jerk me off with her feet and then...
Oh, like Terry would do me?
And like I would come.
Back
and then
in the olden days?
Then I just licked the fucking semen off her feet.
Or like Perry licked it.
I'm not licking.
You're the one who loves to do that.
I only love to do women that I love. Okay, I'll be licking her up like a fucking vacuum cleaner.
You're pretty good at eating pussy.
You lick her like a vacuum cleaner.
I'm great at eating pussy.
Are you really? Why?
Alphabet, tongue in the hole, just yeah.
You ever let her shit in your mouth?
Never.
Why?
It's disgusting.
Have you ever had a nice shit in the middle of sex?
You're sick.
I'm sick.
That's gross.
It might be the 34th most highest fetish in the world today.
Which reminds me,
psychotic fuckers.
Which reminds me, we have a new sponsor, Schlossenberger's Butterscotch Pudding.
What? Nope. They don't want to do it either?
Great.
That's two sponsors right out the frickin' door because of your stupidity, Perry. it's six guys just sitting around talking about the ladies. Time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk.
Now, on our last Guy Talk last week, we found out that Donna was going to be coming to town. You said either on the 4th or the
18th. The 3rd or the 18th. She'll be out on the 18th.
Who's so Donna? Can I ask who Donna is?
Donna's my, she's a fan of mine slash now a new girlfriend.
He's never fucked her.
Just fucking met, you low life.
She's very pretty. She's very pretty.
She's not that pretty. But the thing that she's got going for, she's good at text message and sexy thoughts, isn't she?
Wow. She's good at playing the bass for blues bands. She plays all over Chicago, plays in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, you know, all over the Midwest.
A chick who plays bass in a blues band in Chicago. That's true. She's slapping that bass, playing Sweet Home awesome. Chicago, like, just slapping a bass.
That's it.
So late.
All right, but tell Dominic about some of the text messages you've received from her.
Oh, you've been sexting?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Nice, a couple right? of them.
I can't read anything. It was on the old phone.
I know how to read.
It was on the old phone. I just got a new phone today.
Oh. What kind of vibe? Like my tits are this, man.
Last week you were telling us about one when you woke up, you texted her immediately and told her about how many times you jerked off about her.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one time last week that she got me so riled up that I called her up early in the morning right after, and then when I got off the phone, I turned on a video, porno. Mm. And came six times, and then I texted her right back, and I told her that I came six times within 2 hours.
By the end of it, was there almost nothing coming out? That's what it feels like.
Just dust.
Just dust? I don't think dust.
When you were younger, could you come a lot more and shoot bigger loads? Do you find that to have in your past?
No, about the same.
Really?
About the same.
Age has done nothing to you.
Wow.
No,
still as horny as you were when you were younger.
You goddamn right.
Still jerking off six times in the morning.
Wow.
Not six times in the morning. Here's the thing about Donna that really, that I love to death. She says to me, she goes, I know you're a famous star. I know you're a famous star.
This is Donna talking to you, right?
This is Donna talking to me. She goes, I know you're a famous star. And I'm totally in love with you.
Whoa, wouldn't you?
But whatever you want to have happen in our relationship, if you want to bring another woman into it, I'm open.
Wow, that is a
what women
and
have
I
even
and and I
of?
Said
to do what? What would she do?
And I said, what do you mean?
Wow, that was clever.
I said, wait a second. I says, we're getting close. If we get real close,
yeah.
I said, you don't mind if I bring another woman into the bed?
No, she just said she didn't mind.
And she says, if it's got something to do with business, that's one thing.
Whoa.
And then I says, okay.
And then what'd she say?
Then what?
Well, I was just shocked.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to tape some of these phone calls just to sell them as sex
tapes. I can't.
I know where babies come from. When a man and a lady love each other very much, they have what's called a special hug.
Yeah.
And then, like a year later, they get a baby.
Okay, you're not really sure
that's
what
guy talk.
Okay.
You call that a special hug?
Yep.
I call that intercourse.
What?
Perry, Madonna's going to be coming to town.
There's a baby right there, dude.
Now you're guaranteed sex, aren't you?
She just told me as I was on my way over to your house that she thinks she's going to be having a period by that weekend.
So she's already planning on having a period while she's with you.
That's the first time.
It's not a good sign.
That's okay. It's not the last time she's going to be coming to town.
I'll bet she doesn't come a whole bunch. Well, you know what? Tell her.
Well, there's other things you guys could do.
You can get your Red Wings.
That's right. There's lots of things.
You go to the movies.
My sister used to like to have sex when she was on her period.
Who was this?
My sister.
What?
In the shower?
I overheard a phone conversation.
Oh, man, that's kind of sick.
I was like 9, and she was talking about it with her friend.
Oh, God.
Hey, Perry.
Bed is all bloody.
You know what you do?
Yeah, fuck her in the shower.
No. Here's what I say. I loan you my Detroit Red Wings shirt, and when you pick her up, say, guess who's getting his Red Wings this weekend?
Uh-uh.
Do you know what the Red Wings are?
The hockey team.
No, they're not the hockey team. What do you think would look like a red wing?
I'm lost.
Okay, try to think of what you're going to be facing with Donna. Think about it for a second. What has Donna got the weekend that she's here?
She's got me.
And what else? What else will she be? She's already claimed that she's going to have this happening to her.
Oh, her. You know, menstrual period.
Right. And what do Red Wings mean?
Menstrual period? Oh, yeah.
And you get your red wings.
I'm not eating her while she's bleeding.
Why?
Dude, that's disgusting.
Can I tell you something? I'm not eating it.
I do not eat pussy while they're on their period.
That's a good rule.
That is the grossest thing.
Why?
Ever.
Let me just tell you this. I've heard many women say, a guy with class will do it then. You want to impress Donna?
You want to know something? A guy with class will do it up the ass. Oh!
You could eat her ass, too.
I'd eat her ass. I'd be fucking... No, I'd be sticking the salami up that back door while she's bleeding on the front side.
Good for you. What a class act you are.
Oh! But, you know, she also says, if all you men, all you do is think about... Sex. In a way, that's kind of like my ex-wife. All she used to say was, all you want to do is fuck, and never, you know, be my lover. And I says, well, isn't that like the start of this relationship and family? I says, the other part grows into it. And she just would always control the love machine.
Okay.
You do this, you do that, and I will not do this for you.
Did you ever consider writing Valentine's Day cards for a living?
Well, we've been listening to the buildup about this alleged romance between Perry and Donna Lee. And some of the softies out there, you're probably getting caught up in this romance aspect, wondering, where's it going to go? It really is like one of those great romance novels that you just can't seem to put down. So after the last segment was recorded, Donna did fly into town, and she actually did stay with Perry as she said she would. But what do you think the chances are that she actually did have sex with Perry? If you're guessing yes, you really are an optimist. And it also might be the very first time you've listened to the Big Three podcast. So I'm going to welcome those people. My feeling is usually a girl doesn't tell you that she's going to be on her period 3 weeks ahead of time. But I won't be spoiling anything. I just have the feeling this time that things aren't going to go Perry's way. What are you doing?
I need to...
What is this?
I want to open... Donna was here last week.
Yeah, but she didn't pay the $10 yet.
I got it at the house, and I got the thank you note that she gave me for when she stayed at the house. So can I read it all to you?
I don't know. Mole, what do you think?
Do you mind?
What are you guys talking about?
It's about Donna. Donna that was here with me last week.
Is she here? Where is she?
She's not here. She went home.
By the way, if I may say something, Donna was the person that for months and months you said was coming here.
Right.
Before she came, 2.5 weeks before, she told you she was going to be on her period.
Which wasn't the funnest weekend. But
okay, when she came here, did she fuck you, yes or no?
No sex. No kissing. No hand job. No head job.
Did she act like a lady? Was she fun to be around?
Well, she was a lot of fun to be around because when I picked her up from the airport, we went straight to the Rainbow. She saw a lot of rock stars there.
Who'd she see?
Oh, Christ.
Was David Lee Roth there?
David Lee wasn't there, no.
Was
a lot of the local stars.
Neil Sedaka?
No.
Barry Manilow?
No.
Jack Carter?
No. Talking rock stars, local rock stars.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And some fans of mine and stuff. So they started hitting on her, and it didn't bother me because I kind of knew that she wasn't going to be kissing them. She wasn't making out with me, so I figured she's not going to make out with me. She's not going to make out with them. So all of a sudden, I run into an old girlfriend of mine who was in love with the lead vocalist to a local band named Cutthroat. His name is Sean. Her name is Cindy. Cindy's one of the Playboy models, and she works at Playboy. And Cindy and I hung out a little bit, and we, you know, sat
get
and
to
talked,
the so. Fucking
but
point.
But anyway, the point is that, my God, Donna was very thankful for being here in town.
Did she drink? Did you pay for her drinks?
I didn't pay for her drinks.
Did she pay for her own?
She paid for her own stuff, but at my house.
Did she drink a lot?
At my house, she drank not one, not two, but three cases of beer.
In how many days?
In 2.5 days. 3 cases of beer. Friday night, you know. When
and
we
she
left,
didn't sleep with you?
She didn't sleep with me. She didn't even sleep at all. That girl was up. That girl was up the whole time she was here.
You let her stay at your apartment?
Yeah.
And drink all that beer?
I didn't pay for it. She did.
I know, but you know what?
It scared the shit out of me. I was afraid she was going to throw up in my car or something.
I know.
It scared the crap out of me a couple of times because she says
3 cases of beer and no pink train up the Tommy Tunnel.
No.
Okay, continue on.
All right, so here's the little love letter that she, well, I shouldn't say love letter, but a thank you note and all the good stuff.
Did she at least cock tease you a little bit? Tease you? Like you're a pussy?
She didn't even do that.
Did she, what'd she wear when she went to sleep?
It sounds like it's veering into guy talk.
It is.
It was,
maybe we can touch base with that on guy talk. Okay.
We'll touch base on that with guy talk. All right, so it goes like this. It goes, thanks a billion for genuinely cracking me up that one time.
That one time.
Thanks for letting me know in person that you could easily play a gig for the whole universe without hooking up to a mic. Okay. Dear Perry, Scary Jerry, thank you so much for being such a great host. You made my trip not suck. Thanks for driving my ass around, and thanks for not humping my leg anymore.
Did you hump her leg?
Oh, yeah, I did several times. Oh, yeah, thanks for being there to keep telling me how many beers I've had and keeping me updated on that totally throughout the night. Sorry for drinking all your Baileys. It tasted so yummy in the special coffee you hooked me up with. What kind of cream was that? Question mark.
Wait a minute. Was it your cum? Did you cum in it?
No.
Okay.
Had a great and memorable time. Wish I didn't forget my camera. Went to cool places, and your friends were even cooler, meaning at the Rainbow. But my favorite part of the trip, besides becoming a member of the Mile High Club again.
Wait a minute. So she fucked somebody in the airplane, but she
probably with that hot Aussie I met on my flight here. I got chills just thinking of it. Meow, fucking bitch.
Sounds like a class act.
All right.
How much longer is this?
Yeah, the best part was just hanging at your place and you being so nice and letting me brutally rape your CD collection. Let's see. I would.
She got to touch your CDs.
Why did she get
Harry?
She was helping. She was playing a bunch of CDs.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you let Mole do it?
Because Mole doesn't ask.
Mole, come here.
She asked.
Mole, come here. Beat Mole. Beat. All right.
I'd like all to be right. Thanking you for not peeing right. in front of me, but we both know that would be a lie.
You know, Mole just left.
Your stereo sounded great, and thanks for cranking
it
up.
Fucking thing.
Up happily. Let's see. Thanks for
Perry. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. You're reading this stuff. She didn't fuck you. She fucked some Australian on the plane. In the plane, got off, fucking used you for a place to stay, drank, became a fucking obnoxious woman, and you're fucking being nice to her? Fuck her.
All right.
There's a woman in Wisconsin that she said she's actually going to help you after you get your neck operated on.
Right.
So on the line, we have on the phone right now, Carrie. You want to send that through? Hello, Carrie?
Hi.
Hi, it's Don from the Big Three Podcast. I'm along with the Scaremaster, Scary
sweetie.
Perry, and of course, Mole.
Hey, what are you doing?
Now, here's something funny. Guess where she lives. Take a guess. All right, try to think.
Oh, out by the store, out by the restaurant.
No. She lives in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah! Titletown!
And, hey, you know what? Where was the Meineke Muffler that you worked at before? Do you know that Meineke Muffler in Green Bay? Carrie?
Yes, it's in Appleton now. They closed.
Yeah. Best years of my life.
How many years did you work there?
I don't even remember, man. I don't even remember.
Well, anyway, now, Carrie, now, we're here live on the air. Do you mind if we talk to you, first of all?
Not at all.
Okay, now, you offered Perry something. Why don't you tell the audience what you offered Perry?
Well, I'm going to come and help take care of him after surgery. I'm going to cook and clean and run errands. But I'm bringing my cousin, Todd.
You're going to stay with your cousin?
A male nurse who's going to take care of all his hygiene issues. And
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a second. How many people are coming to town?
Well, I'm bringing my cousin Todd. He's a male nurse. He's got magic fingers.
But, Carrie.
Like a pen.
Listen to me.
He is awesome.
Honey.
He will take care of all your hygiene issues, your sponge baths.
Carrie.
Yeah?
Are you coming alone or are you bringing somebody with you?
I'm bringing Todd.
And then you're not coming.
What are you talking about? She's trying to take care of you.
I have a junior one-bedroom apartment.
Is she staying? Are you staying with Perry?
Yeah, we both are.
In a no-bedroom apartment? It's like a studio.
He won't get in the way. He's a male nurse, and he's really excited.
How long do you think?
I'll be doing the cooking and cleaning and running, and he's going to do all your massages and, you know.
And how long will you be staying here for?
I don't need him to show up with you.
Well, what did you think was going to happen, Perry?
Perry, I can't do everything.
Oh, shit.
You're going to need him to bathe you and stuff.
No, I'm not going to need him
to
bathe me.
He's going to pick you up.
You're going to need a sponge bath. You're going to need help.
If I'm going to need a sponge bath, wouldn't you want to give me the sponge bath?
Well, he's trained. He's got magic fingers, I promise.
I thought you were the one that's going to school to be a freaking nurse.
Right, but I am not a nurse as of yet.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Larry Gerzak's Discount Liquor still over there on Velp?
I think so.
Yeah. I got caught ripping off roller papers at one time. Old man Gerzak freaked. I used to live over by Franklin and Jay.
So realistically, Perry, you thought this was going to come out and just some girl. By the way, Carrie, we saw pictures of you. You're very, very attractive. You're a very cute girl. Are you married?
No.
How long before that divorce is totaled?
A couple months.
Oh, so you were married at one time?
Yes.
Okay.
And Perry was telling me that you adopted a couple kids.
Yeah, twins.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you adopt them from?
Ethiopia, Africa.
So you're like Madonna?
No. More like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this guy talk has not really become a real guy talk.
Oh, I like to talk about the ladies.
Yeah, I know, but Perry, it doesn't sound like this thing that you were trying to make in your own mind, what was like some beautiful girl coming out here to take care of you.
Well, I'm going to take care of them.
But it doesn't sound like you were going to come out by yourself. I mean, now that you're bringing out your brother or your cousin?
Well, he's a male nurse.
Well, that'll be helpful for you, Perry.
I think it'll be awesome. The massages and the baths and everything will be awesome.
Well, those massages consist of release, if you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Wrong.
Absolutely. Oh, well, that's cool.
Next.
Whatever he needs.
Next, girl. Thanks, Gary.
Hey.
So, wait a minute.
So, hey, what? I don't need a guy to come along with you. If you're coming, you're coming, and you're coming alone.
Well, who's going to give you the sponge baths if it's
she
not your
will,
brother?
God damn it.
Your brother is a nurse, and he's going to milk your prostate for you.
He knows what he's doing.
Goodbye, Gary.
Wait a minute. Don't goodbye. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Fuck that.
What are you talking about?
I'm done.
What are you talking about?
Next.
Put your headset back on.
Be professional, dude.
What are you talking about?
Perry.
She is offering you to come out here and help you out after your surgery.
Oh, bake cookies.
Oh.
And bring cheese and brat.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Bring cheese and brat. You know that I'm a fucking lactose intolerant fucking nut, right? Oh, but now it's a big joke.
Hey, that's
bring
cheese
the
cap.
Fucking
do not
bring
put
the,
down our cheese.
I'll put down
don't
the
you
fucking
dare put
dairy
down
capital of the United
don't
States
you dare.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, well,
because I
what,
can't eat that shit no more.
Let me tell you, if you went over to Perkins Family Restaurant over in Shawano, they'd kick you to the curb.
Okay, Perry.
I guess I shouldn't bring Todd, huh?
Todd stays in Wisconsin if you're coming. Capiche?
Well, what do you expect to happen, Perry?
She didn't sound like she wanted to bring anybody with her.
But what are you talking about, Perry? First of all...
She's probably just fucking with me.
Are you fucking with him?
No.
Okay, Perry.
Next.
Did you expect her to come out here and it was going to be this thing where she's just jerking you off the entire time?
No, I didn't. Well,
what did you expect?
Perry.
I thought... What?
You know better than that.
Yeah.
I'm not Donna. We're not talking
Donna
about
didn't
that.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
She drank your Baileys.
All Donna did was drink the Baileys, drink not one, not two, but three cases of fucking beer in a weekend.
She got into the Mile High Club again before she saw
Donna
you.
Donna was joking about it,
no,
she said.
She said. Now she's going back and saying.
Here, you said there was a lot of chemistry after the three cases of beer.
I never said
that. Is that what he said? Hey.
Yeah, he did. He
so
told me that there was a lot of chemistry between him and Donna.
All right. I'm going to talk to you when I get home.
Okay, let me
when
ask
I
you this, Carrie.
This.
Carrie, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You talk to Perry a lot?
Yes. Yes.
Does he ever say anything bad about me?
Never.
Does he ever say anything bad about Mole?
Never.
Does he talk about the show at all?
A little, yeah.
What does he say?
He wants to do another one.
Do another what?
Movie.
No, he wants to do Windy City Heat, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably going to be Beantown Heat now. Okay. Well, Carrie, hopefully you are here, and hopefully we get a chance to meet you, you know.
Yes, I am going to come out, and I probably won't be able to bring Todd.
You
I
won't be
Carrie
able to?
I have problems with it.
You're damn right.
Well, we'll see. I think, personally, and let's
I
take...
I think Todd would have been a great idea.
I think Todd's a fantastic idea. Mole?
Listen, I just want you to say hi to the guys down at Hi-Fi Heaven on 6 Up South Military. If you
anywhere you want, Mo, you just write a list.
Hi-Fi Heaven.
I'll make my rounds. I'll do it Monday.
All right. Well, what is your last name, Carrie?
Garner.
Give a nice hand for Carrie Garner.
Carrie Garner.
Are you
any
relation to Josh?
No.
Okay, I'll bet you are. Anyway, that's Carrie Garner. Give her a nice hand.
Yay.
And we'll see you when you get here, Carrie. Bye now. Bye now.
Look forward to it, babe.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you are cold as shit to these people. You got a professional...
You're going to fuck her brother, dude. Give me some.
He said he's going to give
Goodbye,
you a release.
Come on, man. Don't fucking leave me hanging.
There's no brother coming.
Turn cousin.
You're hanging, man.
Don't leave him hanging.
Yeah,
there you go.
There's no brother. There's no brother coming.
Let's talk about other stuff.
All right. Are we ready to move on from that? Or
totally.
Anything else you want to mention, Perry?
I'm just upset.
Oh, there's another call. Who's this? Hi, who's the caller? Go ahead.
Hello?
Who's this?
Carrie?
Oh, hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hey, Carrie, on your wayward son.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Hey, listen, I should just say, now, if you're not familiar with Carrie, she lives in Wisconsin, and at one point, I don't know what's going on, but she had gotten in touch with Perry, and she said that she's going to come here and take care of Perry. And Perry has actually said many times that he plans on marrying her. And I think, first of all, I think he'd be a great stepdad for your two adopted kids and your one child. I think that would be wonderful. So anyway, that's Carrie. Now today, Carrie called me, and she kind of convinced me that I should let Perry do the show today. Now, I made a promise to you that I would not talk to Perry on the way here, and I didn't. At one point, it got a little crazy, but I think we got through that. Right, Perry? In the car right over here.
There's something in addition to that.
What?
The amount of money that I'm supposed to be getting paid.
What did I tell you? You just broke the rule again.
Carrie.
You just broke the rule again. Now, Carrie, what's going on with you? Now, you're calling in here today.
Yes.
And why did you decide to call? What's going on?
Well, we need to fix some things here. And
with me?
Well, we need to fulfill our obligations.
Are you talking to Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes. Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Fulfill what obligation?
Well,
what did I not do?
You're obligated to stick with us for a while. And, you know, you were...
I'm obligated to stick with you for life.
Oh, me?
That's one obligation.
You should propose marriage to her then, right on the air.
Marry the nice girl!
Marry her.
Marry the ice cream girl?
That's very
funny.
Is that
what he said?
Is that the sense of humor you have? Let me see if I get what you're saying here, Carrie. You're talking about the project that he made a commitment to, that he has a couple shows before he goes in for an operation, that he might be out for a couple months.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I kind of feel the same way. But you know what, Perry? I don't know if I can ever work with you again. I don't know if I can ever work with you again. And I don't know...
Why not?
Because Perry is a piece of fucking shit.
Oh,
all right, let me
Dan.
Try it again. Let me try it again. He's not a good guy. He's blaming me for what's going on the internet, which I had nothing to do with. I tried to protect him. When the guy got in touch with me and said, oh, hey, I'm playing with Perry. You want to, hey, what do you want me to do? I told Perry, hey, look, there's a guy that's fucking with you. Please drop him from your Facebook page. This is where he exploded
never,
on me.
He's never...
Oh, really? Really?
Fucked with me at all.
Really?
Not on my page.
Yes, he has.
I never saw him fucking with me.
I deleted it.
I see your,
I deleted it.
I see your
I
Detroit girlfriend, Crystal Diamond, always fucking me around.
I have no... That's not my girlfriend. I have nothing to do with
but
Crystal
because
Diamond.
She's from Detroit.
All right, well, I don't know. I haven't been to Detroit in 25 years.
Can I ask Carrie a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Carrie, you ever go to Hot Laps Motorsports Bar in Manitowoc?
Yes.
Awesome, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Happy
I
hour.
I love it. Best freaking brats around.
Thank you.
Amen, brother.
Now, Carrie, I today, before I came here, I checked out some pictures on Facebook, and I must say this. First of all, it's unbelievable how sweet you are. First, I see that you adopted two children. Where did you adopt
Ethiopia.
Is it Ethiopia?
Yeah. Yes, Ethiopia.
What? You are an angel.
She's
and you an have,
angel
you have
and
a
half
son or
an
you have a son or a daughter on your own.
Two boys.
I have one boy, an older son, Zach, and I have my two little twins from Africa.
So you have three
She's
children.
Got three boys.
Wow. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Now here usually when now you're a single mother, correct?
Right.
Now here's usually you see a single mother with three kids and you know they're usually toadstools, not very attractive people at all. May I say this? I saw some of your pictures. You are beautiful. You got that little tattoo. You're just a sauce pot.
Are you trying to hit on my girl?
Thank you, baby.
I'm going to make you a deal.
All right.
What's the deal?
If Perry drops out of this show, I wouldn't mind having sex with you.
Motherfucker.
You do have beautiful blue eyes.
Thank you.
Motherfucker.
And I did hear rumors about what's in your pants.
The rumors are
motherfucker.
True. All right, Perry.
Pay me now then.
No, Perry. If you quit, I'm not going to do anything. But I'm going to tell you this. If you fuck with me anymore, and I don't mean to say this in a dirty way, but Carrie, I'd love to make love with you.
Aw, that's sweet.
Okay, so with that in mind, Perry, I'm tired of you fucking with me.
Carrie, what did I say to you that this prick would do to me?
What have I done?
He would fucking flirt with you and pick up on you. Now,
yeah.
Whitney.
And now she's
Whitney.
Ready to go. Now she's ready to go. She's ready to make love to me. Now, I'm going to make you a deal, Carrie.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If Perry changes, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I will respect Perry's wishes and not make love to you. I won't even flirt with you.
Okay.
Okay?
But that'd be nice.
If Perry leaves the show or he gives me any more shit, I'll either come to Green Bay or I'll fly you out here for a weekend like you'll never forget.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
All right.
Okay.
Sick bastard.
I'm a sick bastard. Okay. Now, the only reason I say that, Carrie, is I think that you're a very nice person, and I want to see you happy. And all Perry does is cause me grief.
I cause you grief.
So I'm telling you this. If you cross me again, I'm going to fuck your fiance, Perry. Okay. Now, what else did you want to say?
Is that on wedding night or before?
I wouldn't mind doing it at the reception. I'm joking.
This is like guy talk.
It is like guy talk, but we're not talking guy talk. You are a mental retard. You know that?
That'll break those kneecaps.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Hit me. Because you know what? That would give me every reason to beat the fuck out of you. And I don't know if you could tell. I'm a little disappointed in you today. Is there anything that you could say to this guy that might make him understand that I'm not against him? I'm not the guy trying to drag him down. Is there anything you could tell him?
I have already told him everything that I possibly could.
There's nothing left inside of me.
That's fucking hilarious.
What's fucking hilarious?
There's nothing left inside of me. Oh, he's...
I love your little laugh. I got to tell you the truth. I love your laugh. I love your laugh. Let me ask you this.
I apologize.
At night, what do you do?
Pardon?
What do you do at night?
What do I do at night?
Yeah. Perry, stop. I'm just talking.
Yeah, she turns on that lawnmower vibrator.
Oh, that's what a pig you are.
Perry, I'm a lady.
Oh, excuse me, sweetheart.
Hey, if some night that I'm kind of lonely, would it be cool if I gave you a call and we could do a little phone sex?
Phone sex? Oh. Absolutely. I love phone sex.
Do you really?
I do.
What are you wearing right now?
It's so hot.
This is turning into guy talk.
What are you wearing right now?
What am I right now? I'm wearing boxers, knee socks, and a wife beater.
It's so Green Bay.
Oh, whoa. That does sound pretty hot.
Do you have a thong underneath the boxers?
I just have my boxers on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just my boxers, knee socks, and a wife beater. That's it.
Where's your hair
boys?
Up?
Where are the boys?
I have ponytails.
You have
right
a ponytail?
Now.
Oh, I love
where
the
Where are the boys?
The boys are gone.
Okay, hey, Perry, who gives a shit about the kids for a second? Let me
as
ask
long
you this.
As the...
Perry, let me just talk for 1 second.
Yeah, you're getting all turned on.
Yeah, I'm and we're veering dangerously close in the guy talk.
Do you like to have your hair pulled?
I love having my hair pulled.
Oh, and you know what? I love pulling
He's
hair.
Moving in on your girl, Perry.
And you're moving in on
I But Carrie. You know what? Let me just say this, Carrie. I will be more than willing to stay away if Perry's honest with me. Now, you see, Perry hurt me deeply. Because you
How
know,
did I hurt you deeply?
I'll tell you why. You want to know why you hurt me deeply? You don't care about anybody. It takes a lot to put
why
on your show.
Why is it that...
It takes a, wait a minute. Listen to me. Perry, in all honesty, Carrie, do you mind if I talk to him for just a second?
No,
Stan,
go ahead.
Oh, God, I like the way you say that. Say, no, go ahead again.
Go ahead.
All right, but say it like you really
oh,
mean
Oh,
Carrie. Say it like you
really... fucking cheat on me.
Shut
like
up.
You fucking prick.
You call me a prick?
No, he called
no,
me a prick.
I called Don a prick.
Did he yell at you today at all? Because it seemed like he was yelling at everybody.
Oh, thank you.
He was a little bit angry. He told me to freeze.
To freeze?
He said to F you and freeze my effing ass off in Green Bay. But we're all, it's
oh,
all good
I said
now.
That. I said that.
Whoa. Can I just
I
say
said
this?
I would send her back if she cheated on if she fucked you behind my back.
Oh,
she
I would
can go
it would,
back home.
It wouldn't be behind your back. I would
be
make,
right in front of me. What?
No, it wouldn't be in front of you. I don't want you around me when I'm making love to ladies. But what I'd like to do, I'd definitely let you know I'm
you
doing
videotape
it.
Videotape it and then send me the tape.
I wouldn't do
you?
That. I wouldn't disrespect Carrie that way.
Thank
You're
you,
disrespecting
Don.
Me.
No, thank you.
By having intimate relations
oh,
with her
because
on
you know
this
what?
Fucking
because
program.
You know what? I tried calling you today to find out what's going on. And what'd you do? You wouldn't even answer the phone.
I lost the fucking phone.
We had a bunch of people that had to wait for your stupid fucking ass to see what's going on today because you're a self-centered cocksucker. So here's the deal. Carrie, and I'm not trying to be a dick about this.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you one thing. You know, I may use you to get Perry upset, but the way I'll use you is a way you'll never forget.
Really?
Okay, well, listen, I want to thank Carrie for calling in today.
Really?
Yeah, well, listen, anything you want to say to Perry before we hang up?
I think I'm good.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
All right.
And you know what? I'll talk to you later, too.
Bye, baby.
Oh.
Which one of you guys is she talking to?
Bitch. I think me. Bye, Carrie.
Bye, baby or babies. And if you're calling him baby.
What do you have to offer her, Perry?
What do I have to offer her?
How about he's Italian?
What does he do to make up for being Italian?
Okay, plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff. He's got that hat. He's got those glasses. He's got that collar with that jacket that makes him look like a priest.
You do look a priest.
Fucking asshole.
Who's an asshole?
You.
No, what did I say?
What did he
I'm
say?
Not a fucking priest. I'd fucking...
He said you look like a priest.
He's black and then white.
Yeah, you do look like a priest.
Whatever.
From The Exorcist. That might be something in Walt.
Tommy Bifisco. Dominos.
Well, Carrie, can I tell you this? This was one of the nicest calls I've had in a long time here. So thank you,
sweetie.
Do you want to say goodbye to Perry and Mole?
Bye, Perry. Bye, Mole.
All right, bye.
Yeah, ciao.
All right. That was Carrie.
That was intense.
That was intense, but very sexy.
She likes you, Dan.
But you know what? I'll make a deal. I will never talk to her again if Perry's nice to me.
I'll be nice.
Okay.
There you go.
Perry told me earlier that he has a great subject for Guy Talk, so I think it's time we get right to that. Once again, it's three guys sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk.
Now, Perry has, for quite a few weeks now, talked about the fact that he can't even think about the ladies or do anything about it because he's been so caught up in his court
legal cases
and things like that.
My family.
But he said he had something for Guy Talk today. What was that, Perry?
I had to get together yesterday with my old longtime, I call her my best friend,
Terry Ann Fluzzo?
Terry Ann Fuzzo, not Fluzzo. You freak. A-N-F-U-S-O. Ann Fuzzo.
And to remind people, listeners who might not know, she is Perry's ex-girlfriend for years.
Long-lost girlfriend
who jerked him off with
her feet. For the longest time would have nothing to do with him.
Yeah, but then finally jerked him off with her feet.
Yeah, she jerked me off with her feet when we first met. I mean, God, that was years ago.
Right, but Noah, but you had
18 years, practically.
You had been trying to chase her for the longest time. She would have nothing to do with you. Then one time, she felt sorry for you and jerked you off.
On your birthday.
And that was my God, a year after, that was 2 years after we knew each other.
Okay, that's quite a while.
Then, about 4 years after we knew each other, we had sex at my place, had sex at her place.
What did she do first?
Jerked me off with her feet.
That's what we said. After 2 years.
I mean, I almost had sex with her inside a dressing room.
Was she gelling?
What do you mean gelling?
Okay.
You mean chilling or gelling?
No, gelling.
Gelling.
She had those foot pads in her?
No. Her bare feet.
Bunions?
Her feet are fucking...
Boy, when you cornhole someone, you use real corns.
No.
They weren't rough at all?
Not at all.
Ooh,
did she put lotion
on or did she just bring those crusty
feet up against your cock? We did baby oil. And then I, tongued her out and shit.
You tongued her out?
You ate her pussy that first time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I yelled at her.
Shaved as bare as a baby's
That Perry, the child pornography has to stop with you, man.
It's not pornography.
It is.
You're fucking
talking about
over.
Having oral sex with a baby.
I didn't say having oral sex.
What did you
with
say then? Tell him what he said.
Okay, her pussy was shaved like a baby's ass.
Oh, Perry. Perry, yeah, so you're just saying opening that,
like,
up yourself.
You know what the texture of an infant's rectal area would be with your tongue is just terrible, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if the government came in and took your computer just to see what you're doing, just because of the way
just
you talk.
Just see my computer.
Just always talking about that stuff.
You really are. And it's a dangerous thing. So anyway, you got a chance to see. For 2 years, you didn't have any sex with her. You came on to her like crazy. She jerked you off with her feet. And then you say you had sex with her twice more?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're coming up to date.
We're coming up to date, and I haven't seen her in almost 2 years.
All right. So this must have been hot and heavy.
Well, she's getting over this flu bug that's been going around. So I didn't, get close to her or anything because I don't want to catch what she's got.
Don't blame you.
So, we met over at the same place that we meet at all the time in Torrance, the Doubletree.
Yeah.
And, I got her.
What was she wearing?
Drinks.
What was she wearing?
God, I, nothing super special, women's slacks, a nice top.
She put her feet on.
No shoes.
No, of course she had shoes on.
She put her feet up on the table to
show
you.
No, she stayed. Kept her feet under the table.
She put her feet in your crotch.
No, said this little piggy jerked off Perry.
She didn't do that to me this time. It's been a long time, and we talked about this piece of shit that she gave. She put her own fucking house up to buy this cocksucker a fucking condominium that is ripping her ass off, and now she's got to fucking pay over $120,000. Back to the fucking real estate company, so she doesn't lose her own house.
Hold on.
She had a paid off home.
All right, hold on. What the fuck does that have to do with guy talk? You said you had a great story today, and I'm thinking, Terry Ann Fluzzo, back in your life. What happened? A little makeup sex. Here we are again.
And she got screwed on a real estate deal.
Yeah. Well, that's not sexy. That's the point that I'm making, Mo.
Well, the sex part is coming.
You think so?
I do.
I don't. How long? You think by next week?
No, I don't know how long it's going to be if I see
how
her
long?
Again.
I have really bad gas, you guys.
Go use the restroom then.
No. I'm just telling you. It's going to be pretty
Before
epic.
The end of the month, let's see if you can get her.
Before the end of July,
let's see if you can get her.
All right, I'll get in contact with her tomorrow to see if I can see her between now and the end of July.
And I'm not talking about...
Because she made a sarcastic remark to me last night about when we're going to see each other again within the next year or two, and I got into her face about that. I says, I hope not.
Yeah, just get right in her face and give her a good tongue it out.
Not while she's sick. I want
You know what you should do? Call her up and get on the phone tonight and say, remember when you jerked me off with your feet and then I ate your pussy?
I'll call her from here if you want me to.
Sure, man. I mean, listen, you got to get her, permission to use her on the podcast.
Yeah. Why don't you call her? Put it up by the speaker, by the mic. Put the speaker by the mic.
The speaker is on the mic.
No, it isn't. Where's... Okay.
This is Terry. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Hey, Terry.
Please record your message.
What are we doing when we finish the recording? Wait. Do we hang up or do we send one for more options?
Hey, Terry, it's Perry, Don, and Mole.
Hey,
it's
Terry.
The big three.
Big three.
We're calling you from the Big Three podcast.
Because Perry was just talking about how great it was to see you.
Last night.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear your name in the mix again.
And he was talking about you guys hooking up.
Yeah.
Now we got to get another comedy show going again back at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And
you're going to propose to her again on stage?
Not in a diaper.
Do you remember when you did that before?
Yeah,
in the diaper?
She brought that up last night.
That was hilarious.
She brought up, you proposed me in a diaper. And that's why I said no.
Okay, well, you can probably hang up on her now.
All right. Goodbye. All right, sweetheart. I'll talk to you later.
Now we'll give her a couple minutes and we'll try to call her again.
Tell her what you were going to do to her.
Let's see.
And by the way, what do you think? Let's make a rule. If we get her on the phone, do we talk about the fact that we've got a bet that you're going to fuck her so fucking hard before the end of the month, or do we keep that a secret?
Keep that a secret.
What do you think, Mo?
Keep that a secret.
I say we tell her. What's your feeling,
Mo? If you say tell her, that'll fuck it all up.
What's your feeling, Mo?
Whatever Scaremaster wants to do.
Keep it a secret.
Wait a minute. Mary Jane, what do you think?
I think you should tell her, because then she'd be nice to you and help you.
That's an excellent thought, Mary Jane.
You think so? Mo? Don? Well, you think so?
I guess the bottom line is this. It's up to you. Whatever you think is best.
Well, all right.
You've been given our opinions.
All
Brian
right.
Brian says say yes.
Okay, then.
Mary Jane says yes.
Okay.
I say yes. And Mo, okay. You say whatever Perry thinks.
Mo?
What happened?
We're talking about telling Terry if I can have sex with her.
Okay.
By the end of the month.
Do whatever you want to do, dude.
All right, call her again. Call her again. She's had time to listen to the whole thing.
I don't know if she's listening or not.
Well, she's not listening since this won't come out until next week.
See? Terry. Terry. She hung up.
It's a good sign.
Well, as you just heard, Perry and I had a bet on whether or not he would see Terry Ann Fluzzo, Terry Ann Fuzzo, within a month from that point. And would he have sex with her? I'll bet you can guess who was the winner of that bet. You know what? Come to think of it, Perry still owes me some money from that. The other thing you just heard was that there was a girl named Carrie, and she came from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And as you heard, Perry and I had a little agreement there as well. If Perry was nice to me, I would not swoop in and make sweet love to Carrie. Now, again, if you're a gambler and you have that spirit, would you put money on Perry being nice to me for the following 3 years? Do you think that Carrie spent a weekend in heaven with your old pal Don Barris? Well, I'll tell you. I never actually revealed this before, but... Hey, Mary Jane, why don't you put your fingers in your ears for a second? Between you and I flew Carrie out to Los Angeles, and I rocked her fucking world. High five to everybody. Okay, Mary Jane, take your fingers out of your ear. I was just telling the people that we actually only scratched the surface here on this show with Perry's Angels. There's a lot more girlfriends that we haven't even mentioned yet, so be sure to tune in the next time for Volume 2 of Perry's Angels. Now, before we go today, I want to announce that we're going to try and take these Big Three Best of shows up until the end of the year. Hopefully, along the line, we can give you some updates, we can tell you some Big Three news. Anything that's going on, we can pass the word to you through these shows. I also want to make sure everybody knows to get in their entries for our upcoming Top 10 show. This is where I'll be counting down the 10 best episodes of the Big Three podcast for all time. Now, this is going to be voted for by you, the fans at home. No press, no behind-the-scenes people, no producers. It's the fans that are going to vote for this. Now, we've gotten some good entries so far, but we're looking for a lot more. So what are you waiting for? Come on. We need to set a deadline on this, so we're going to have some time to prepare for the show. So if you could, please submit your favorite episodes by Friday, November 14th. Once again, we need those in by Friday, November 14th. And the way you do this, get your favorite all-time Big Three podcast episode. You're going to compile a list, rank them in order, and send them to Tom Brennan on his Facebook message. Now, if for some reason you don't have access to Facebook, you can also email your entries to thebig3podcast@outlook.com. Now, if you can't think of 10 shows that you feel are the best, you can rank your top 5. Maybe it's only 3. Maybe you can only think of 1, but that show is your favorite of all time and you want to make sure that is in there. Keep in mind, we live in a democracy. This is why we threw that tea in the Boston Harbor. Because we wanted the chance to vote. We wanted democracy. and this is democracy at its best. Now, when you send your list of your favorite Big Three podcast, also add a couple comments. Tell us why you like that show, why you think that is the best. Maybe a special moment happened in your life, and you were listening to a Big Three podcast when that special moment happened. An example. You, a bunch of friends, got together. Everyone was listening to the Big Three podcast. Maybe you guys were drinking, maybe some drugs were involved, and then maybe somebody was murdered. That episode may remind you of that big night every time you listen to it. Include that story. We'd love to hear it. Keep in mind, this is like a free $10 shout-out. If you would like to get in touch with us on the social network, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. And Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Every week, check out my Simply Don the podcast. The ratings are going up and up, and it's because you guys seem to like it. If you're in the Los Angeles area, please stop by the world famous comedy store. I close out the show every night. And Mondays, it's the Ding Dong Show at 10 o'clock. But if you can't be here in town, watch us on Ustream. We're putting that up now. We're going to try to make that better and better. And coming soon, I know I've announced this every week, but it's exciting and we're very close to having this happen. The Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network. Very excited, and you got to catch Schizophrenic Surfer. He's becoming a star. Well, anyway, for this show, I hope you enjoyed this. Please catch us the next episode when we have Perry's Angels Part 2. And November 14th, we need that list of your favorite podcasts. But for me, time to say goodbye.